The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And leaving everything behind, he got up and followed him. Then Levi gave a great banquet for him in his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were at table with them. The Pharisees and their scribes complained to his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Those who are healthy do not need a physician, but the sick do. I have not come to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. Follow me. Two simple words that changed the life of Matthew, Levi. The same two words that Jesus offered to Peter, James, and John, and Andrew as fishermen. The same two words that Jesus speaks to each one of us every day of our life, not just once. Following Jesus is something we have to do day after day. Well, you say, well, Jesus is not walking around these days telling us to follow him. Well, that's true, but we have his words. It's not about following the person of Jesus, one person. It's about following the way of life that Jesus taught us and revealed to us through his life. Every time when you're faced with an opportunity to do the right thing or the wrong thing, Jesus is calling to you and says, "Follow me." Before you respond in anger to someone, Jesus is whispering in your ear, "Follow me." When you come to Mass and listen to the readings, and when you read the scriptures on your own, Jesus is telling you, "Follow me." Do we respond like Matthew did in today's gospel? And the response is not just to say, "Yes, yes, Lord," but to do what Jesus is asking us to do, and that means leaving something behind. Sometimes it's our pride. Sometimes it's our self-righteousness. Sometimes there is a financial cost. Sometimes it's making a sacrifice. But Matthew left his position as a chief tax collector. That was a position that meant wealth, that meant power, because the Roman soldiers, obviously, they had to protect him and enforce their decisions. He left that behind, just like Peter, James, and John, and Andrew left behind their fishing. If you remember the story, they didn't catch anything all night, but then Jesus tells them, "Drop your nets again," and this time the nets are full with fish. That's when Jesus asked them to follow him, not when they had the empty nets, which was much easier. Following Jesus means leaving something behind. And that's in a way represents two of the disciplines of Lent. Prayer is listening to Jesus and obviously doing what Jesus asks in us, and the fasting is the sacrificial part, leaving something behind. We have to leave something behind if we want to follow Jesus. We can't just add Jesus on top of everything we're trying to do. We can't pick and choose. Following Jesus is leaving something behind. That's the cross. But it doesn't stop there. That's the first step. That's what we say is our internal conversion when we turn our lives over to the Lord. And it's a process. It doesn't happen at one time. And then it's over with. But then we call to do like Matthew did, bring others to Christ. Matthew throws a big party for Jesus and obviously invites his friends and family, and they're all mostly tax collectors. And that's what the Pharisees, remarks, "Well, all of these people sinners, why are you eating with them?" We need to bring others to Christ, like Matthew said. Sometimes by throwing a party. Sometimes by inviting people to come to Mass with us or to a church activity. Sometimes just to share with them our journey, story of faith, our journey of faith. Recommend a book for them, spiritual book they can read. There's many ways that we can invite others to Christ, to come and encounter Christ and have their lives change as he changed our lives. And that's the almsgiving part. Yes, we can help the poor. Yes, we can give money. We can give our time and talent. But there is nothing more precious than giving someone the gift of eternal life by leading them to Jesus. Follow me. These are the words that Jesus is saying to each one of us this morning.